You might have noticed Tim's not here at the moment. Yeah. Only might have noticed. That's because he's had to attend a hastily arranged press conference about today's Liverpool versus Chelsea FA Cup semi-final. Think we can cross live to the press conference now.
Okay, guys, I'm going to read out a brief pre-prepared statement on behalf of Tim Lovejoy, and then there'll be some questions from the floor, okay? Tim would like to announce that he's not shirked his responsibilities as a Chelsea fan, and he's taken on one of the biggest gambles of his life. You might remember Tim being mocked at the end of last season by Liverpool fan James Redmond. Take a look. I think that you know.
Do you know? Okay, we're done?
Yeah, I think so.
We're done, boys?
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Was it a grand?
Yeah.
I've got cash, yeah?
Cash, yeah, you wanted cash, didn't you? There you go.
Yeah, nice one.
Cheers, mate.
Alright, thanks, boys. Yeah, have a nice good. Holiday.
Good, yeah.
I'm off to the Champions League final. You see that?
Yeah.
Alright, so you enjoy your break. Okay.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
That's funny, yeah?
Calm down.
Jokes on me, yeah?
Some Tim popular, yeah? Has craved revenge after that humiliation. And as their teams have been drawn against each other in the semi-finals of the FA Cup, I can announce that James has taken up Tim's bet of the dreaded long, lonely walk down Oxford Street with a loser sign for the fan of the defeated team. However, it has been decided that it was too much to ask them to wear each other's team's kits, so James has proposed that the loser wears a pink suit. Any questions? Jeff
Shreves. You're impersonating a ballet dancer, but we want to know is how well you're going to be able to do it. Like, for instance, how flexible are you?
Well, I mean, I could do Tuesday lunchtime all day Thursday. I've got a few windows open on Friday as well, so pretty flexible. But it's not going to be me anyway. It's going to be James Redmond. Casualties answers to Peter Crouch. With his long, lanky legs walking down Oxford Street. That's who it's going to be. A couple of pieces of cotton hanging out of his shorts.
I think it was famous ballet choreographer Frederick Ashton who said upon meeting Pavlova, "She injected me with a poison and there was an end of me. From then on, I wanted to be the greatest dancer in the world. I wanted to be Nijinsky." Knowing of Ashton's sublimation of his ambition to dance, the fact that his work was far less concerned with hierarchy than his contemporary Balanchine, and that supported Adagio...
Garth, I don't understand a word you're saying, mate. And Garth, why'd your hat always have to drift into shots?
Tim! Gordon Sharon, all in the news. What do you think the results will be?
Well, I reckon it'll be 2-0 to Chelsea. I reckon Frankie Lampard will score and Didier Drogba. Spoke to James Redmond during the week. He thinks it'll be 1-0 to Liverpool. And do you know who he fancies? Himself! He fancies himself!
So how do you respond to a talk by Mr. Redmond early this season? And I quote, "Liverpool gave us the Beatles, what have Chelsea given us? A girl's name."
I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that on him. I'm not taking that on the nurse. Bring it on, man.
Stay now.
No, McLaren does.
I think the press conference went a little kung fu there, didn't it? A rather strong reaction from Tim. Don't often see that.